Belfry by Doreen Tovey. Chapter 1. Can she catch mice? Our first Siamese was called Sujia, and we bought her because we had mice. The only excuse I can offer for such Philistine conduct is that they were not ordinary mice. They were the hangers-on of a pet squirrel we had called Blondin, and over the years they had developed personalities as distinct from ordinary mice as Blondin was different from ordinary squirrels. As different, in fact, as Siamese are from ordinary cats. During Blondin's lifetime, the mice hadn't worried us very much. They were always there, upstairs, downstairs, and trekking to and from the wired-in run in the garden, where, as the result of an unfortunate faux pas when he chewed a hole through the bottom of the sitting-room door one day while we were out to get an apple, Blondin lived during the daytime. But they were there on business, industriously tracking down the nuts and slices of bread which he was forever stuffing under carpets and down the sides of chairs against a rainy day. And though it was a little disconcerting the first time I passed one on the landing, pattering along with a nut in its mouth like a dog carrying a bone, in the end I got quite used to them. There was one who used to play deliberate hide-and-seek with me in the garden house. Eventually he became so tame that at the end of the game he would come out into the open, sit up on his haunches with a piece of bread sticking rakishly out of the corner of his mouth, and look up at me with the expression of an American millionaire wondering how much to offer for Cleopatra's needle. There was another one.